The Bible says, go lift up your voice, preach the biblical gospel, call people out of the world, call them out of their sin, call them out of all iniquity and every transgression against the holy creator God of the universe. America's built, as I said, on Masonic ways, false American churchianity, a false savior, a false gospel. We see the fruit. We've been standing out here for hours. One person walked up to me to talk about the truth, and it was an agnostic woman. Curious why 4th of July is sinful. Sister Ammons talked to a whole bunch of, like, really young kids that walked up to her. 12, 13, I don't know age, she could tell us. But the adults all mock. The adults tell the police to shut me down, but the police can't shut me down because I have First Amendment rights. You youth need to repent and follow Jesus. You're going to lose your soul unless you're seeking the kingdom of God in righteousness. Entertainment is the God of America. There'll be no other. God said, I am alone. There'll be no other gods before me. But America has a bunch of false gods, a bunch of pagan ways, a bunch of sin and iniquity. The prophets went to Israel and told them, forsake your sin and turn, or face the judgment and the wrath of God. That's what America's facing. Unless they forsake their sin and turn, they're facing the judgment and the wrath of God that's coming. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. Americans sow to the flesh. 4th of July is sinful. I'm preaching as cars drive by if I sound redundant. Sometimes they roll their windows down. God said, come out from among her and touch not the unclean thing and I'll receive you. But America's full of corruption and sin. Worldliness, everything the Bible says that separates you from the holy creator. That's what America is all about. Pride, vanity, violence. Hey, let's talk about violence. Why did God destroy the earth in Noah's day? Because it was filled with violence. America is a violent nation. America loves fleshly, carnal, false ways like football and MMA wrestling and all kinds of sports where people risk their lives. Carnality, sin, entertainment, wickedness. I preached it before. Entertainment is the God of America. Repent. Jesus is coming to judge this corrupt nation. He's going to judge it in flaming fire. Repent and come out and seek the kingdom of God. Don't lose your life for entertainment, for flesh, for patriotism. That's idolatry. Lose your life for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He shed his blood for you. He made a way for eternal life. He made a way for you to be cleansed from your sin. He made a way for death to be defeated. But that way is not practicing pagan holidays built on war and killing, putting his name out of it. The way is Jesus Christ by the gospel. Death, burial, resurrection, but it's not of this nation, sir. This nation is a corrupt, godless nation. I get a lot of amens when I lift up Jesus' name, but they have the wrong Jesus. By his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. Repent and come out of every false way and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Be born from above. Get a new heart. Get a new mind. And then endure in holiness and obedience to the end. This is the path to eternal life that the Bible lays out. 4th of July is an ungodly holiday. God's going to spew every false way, every sinful way, every pagan way, every murderous, idolatrous way. God's coming to judge America, Americans. You best repent and get your lives in order with the biblical gospel. 4th of July is a pagan holiday built on war and killing, not of God. A lot of people driving by, so kind of preach whatever they feel like they need to hear. The audios get a little redundant, but just gives you a little bit idea of what's going on out here. Repent, young man, and seek the kingdom of God. You're going to lose your soul. Guy flies by in one of those little one-wheel carts. He must have been doing 40 miles an hour and yelled something at me. I get that a lot. Men don't want to stop and talk. They're cowards, but they like to yell stuff, throw stuff, spit at you, give you the finger, stuff like that. What can you expect from a bunch of pagans? America's full of a bunch of false convert goats, worldly pagans, unregenerated, fleshly, carnal, sinful people. That's what America is built on. And this holiday, 4th of July, is built just on that. So we come out to call people out of it and plant seeds of truth, get people to go to the website, get people to go to the Bible, most of all. Seek the Holy Spirit, and He'll guide them to all truth, John 16. But they're not seeking that truth. They're not testing all things. 4th of July is sinful. Sinful, corrupt, wicked. God's going to judge this nation and its sin, sir. You need to repent or you're going to be burned up with it. So a guy just drove by, lowered his window, and started yelling a bunch of expletives at me. And there's children all over here, so I just preach right over them. America, there's your... Ready? Let's talk about this. God bless America, as all of these people are full of vulgar words, vulgar hand gestures, violence. Yeah, a lot of times they threaten you. I've been threatened on 4th of July by men. We'll beat you up if you don't shut up, they say. Well, that ain't going to stop me unless you actually beat me up completely. Then I guess it would stop me if the Lord allows it. I think Sister Amin will still be doing it. I know she will. And I know other brothers and sisters that won't stop, so... It's a glorious thing that we get to do, and you see the fruit of America. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit, neighbor. What's the fruit of your life? Paganism. Absolute paganism. Absolute paganism is the fruit of America. Guy just drove by giving me the crazy symbol with his fingers. Really, open the scriptures. Show me in the scriptures. I was waiting to see if he stopped by Sister Amin. He didn't. He just kept going. So at least he did his gestures to me and not my wife. I see a lot of men, they avoid me and they run at my wife, like I was saying before on a video. Gospel good news, lifting up the only way to eternal life. You got to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly, sinful life of paganism, promoting murder and death and killing. What are you teaching your children? That it's okay to murder and kill for money. America went to war for a 3% tax. She killed thousands for hundreds of thousands for a 3% tax. And then went on to be a corrupt nation full of idolatrous things like Mason temples and all kinds of ungodly false religion like Roman Catholicism and evangelicalism and all the other thousands of cults we see all over. Not God bless America. God is coming to judge America and the world. Broken record today out here. 4th of July is built on murder and killing. It's idolatry. And not God bless America. He is coming to judge this idolatrous nation. He will purify all things with fire. Go read 2 Thess 1, 7, 8, and 9. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. 4th of July is not of God. It's a wicked, sinful nation. It's a wicked, sinful holiday. Jesus is not of war and killing. My master is of peace and truth. But America's full of violence and sin and war and wickedness and false religion. The purging fire will come when Christ returns, and he will spare no one that is not born of him, living the gospel. 4th of July is sinful and wicked, folks. Loving our neighbors, telling you the truth. Test yourself to the gospel officer. Don'tperish.com. Come out of the church systems. Come out of the culture. Judgment's coming. God will not be mocked whatsoever. America sows, she's going to reap. She'd been sowing sin and wickedness and paganism for decades, centuries. If God doesn't judge America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Test yourself while there's time. Turn from your sin. Flee the wrath of God that's coming. Cling to the Savior, the only hope. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him, John 14:6. But it's not religion. It's not your Sunday corrupt church systems. It's not say a prayer, get baptized. No, it's to change your heart, your mind through repentance and faith. Be transformed to become a new creation in Christ. Do you have that, neighbor? When has your life been totally transformed by the gospel? 4th of July is a pagan, murderous holiday built on killing. It's not on Jesus Christ, neighbor. The man just drove by laughing with a wicked, satanic laugh. Tell them the holiday's built on war and killing, and you get a satanic, wicked laugh. What else needs to be said about this corrupt American nation? Yeah.